Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're celebrating 15 years of our show, and we're doing that with our Brain Trust members who've been with us the longest. All of these folks this week, except for one or two, have been with us since 98, within the first year of being on the air. Barbara Welton is a perfect example of that. She's the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, 2012, 2013 is just now out. We're talking about some of the things you need to be focusing on with the new administration, with the new with Taxmageddon and the fiscal cliff coming at us. Barbara, what are some other things that we need to know about?
Well, in this flurry of interest in these dramatic tax changes, I think we shouldn't overlook some of the basic things that are still around that we could take advantage of. For example, let's say this has been a good year for you, and you've been profitable. Well, maybe this is the time to invest in equipment, buy that new iPad or computer, because you can write off up to $139,000 as an expense rather than have to depreciate the cost over a number of years. That's one of those basic rules. It's been around, but people may overlook it. Another thing is just to set up a qualified retirement plan. Maybe you want to have a profit-sharing plan or a SEP plan or whatever. It's not too late to take action for this year and shelter some of your income.
All right. What about some business decisions that I know you wrote recently about some ways of looking at business decisions, whether to hire people or whether to contract for it, whether to buy or lease,
Yeah, you know that my feeling. Well, look, I did a very unofficial survey of my newsletter readers, and I found that the respondents, more than 80%, admitted that taxes do influence their business decisions. And it does impact whether you want to have employees or use independent contractors, or whether you want to buy a vehicle or lease it. And I think it's important to keep taxes in mind. Of course, it's not the sole motivation, but it's certainly a very big factor. With that said, I think when it comes to taking on more people, from business owners I've talked to across the country, they are so reluctant to add to their payroll.
Yep.
Not only because of uncertainty in the economy and not knowing what's going to happen with their revenues, but also concerns about the impact of Obamacare.
Yep.
And their responsibility for paying for health coverage.
You know, Barbara, people can say what they want about the merits of the election, about mandates or whatever, but there's one, in my opinion, one immutable truth that I think we're going to see, and that is that small business owners the re-election of President Obama is going to have an impact on how small business owners make a decision, and it'll be those decisions will be based on helping that company survive whatever happens, and that will not be good for unemployment.
No, I don't think so.
Barbara, 30 years ago when this happened, as a small business owner, we didn't have much choice. If we grew at all, we had to hire another employee.
Available freelancers, independent contractors all around, and also you don't need necessarily in certain businesses as many bodies as you used
to,
because as you point out, technology can do a lot. Business owners do a lot for themselves now that they used to have other people do for them.
Right, and that's the changing face of the marketplace. But if the economy doesn't pick up soon, you're going to see, it's going to, I'm just concerned about it, Barbara, because small business owners have, if they're still in business, they figured out a way to survive, and any kind of growth expenses, whether it be for capital expenditures or hiring, are going to be very judicious.
Very judicious, and that has an impact on the economy as
That's
a whole.
Right.
I mean,
That's
just
right.
let's think about this upcoming holiday season, where in the past many businesses used to rent out halls and have holiday parties. Mm-hmm. Many businesses aren't going to do that. They're going to have in-house, more modest parties. Maybe they're not even going to be catered. You know, so caterers are impacted. Catering halls are impacted. And just think about that kind of. That's a small decision compared to the day in and day out decisions that business owners make. And you just look at the impact on the economy as a whole.
Yeah, and a lot of this is going to. Especially, you throw in the fact that they don't know what their taxes are going to be. They don't know how to do tax planning right now. They don't know. There's so much up in the air right now with this tax-mageddon, obviously, that you were talking about, with the fiscal cliff coming up. How is that going to be solved? Is it going to be solved? And what's it going to look like if they're doing it in a hurry? Those kinds of things are not conducive to a recovery, are they?
Not at all. And we'll be lucky if we don't slide into more serious economic situation than we already have. I mean, I can't see us moving ahead with this kind of uncertainty. And again, that was one of the responders to my survey, that the uncertainty was one of the key issues for them.
Yep. Barbara, what's your website, please?
My website, BarbaraWeltman.com.
WELTMAN. Check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back after these messages with Barbara Weltman. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.